The NBA playoffs are here, and with FanDuel, your group chat's about to be going off. Because right now, new customers can bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets if you win. And with live bets, your heart emojis will really be racing from tip-off to the final buzzer. Plus, when you win, you'll get paid faster than your friends can send you a victory gift. Or is it GIF? Who cares? You won! So get the word out to your crew and download FanDuel today. New customers bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets if you win. Make every moment more with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. Official partner of the NBA.
21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See full terms at FanDuel.com/sportsbook. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Welcome to the Sports Criminals March Madness Special. Every day in March, we're counting down the top 31 sports scandals of the past 31 years. Today, we're heading back to the year 2011. After five seasons with the Dallas Cowboys, Sam Hurd signed a three-year contract with the Chicago Bears, but he wouldn't even make it through his first season. For more shocking sports events from history, tune in right here every day to our March Madness Special. Listen free on Spotify or wherever you get your podcast. December 14th, 2011, Chicago. A black Escalade cruised through the rainy night, pulling up outside a Morton's Steakhouse. The car backed into a space beside the entrance, and a man stepped out.
He approached the restaurant, confident but careful, wary that someone might recognize him.
His name was Sam Hurd, wide receiver for the Chicago Bears. If the wrong people overheard his conversation tonight, his football career would immediately come to an end.
Welcome to Sports Criminals, a Parcast original. This is the 22nd episode in our March Madness special. This month, we're counting down the top 31 sports scandals from 1990 to 2020. I'm Carter Roy.
And I'm Tim Johnson. In today's episode, we're going back to 2011 and the arrest of wide receiver Sam Hurd.
In July of 2011, 26-year-old Sam Hurd signed with the Chicago Bears as a free agent. The reserved wide receiver was known as a humble and God-fearing man, a good player with a heart of gold.
He was dedicated to giving back to the community, donating significant portions of his earnings to local charities. But only a few months after joining the Bears, everything came crashing down.
At around 7:35 p.m. on December 14th, 2011, Sam entered Morton's Steakhouse. Seated at table 54, he waited patiently for his guests to arrive.
Two men entered. One of them, a man going by the pseudonym Javier, carried a cowboy hat in one hand and a white bag labeled Happy Birthday in the other.
The other was a short man who was going by Carlos, also not his real name.
The men introduced themselves to Sam and sat at his table, talking in hushed voices.
The conversation lasted for 77 minutes, and it was all recorded.
The Happy Birthday bag contained a kilo of cocaine wrapped up under a small pile of tissue paper. At the end of the conversation, Sam picked it up.
As Sam stepped out of the steakhouse, he was surrounded by policemen and arrested. He had been caught in a sting operation.
Hurd was cut from the Bears 2 days after his arrest. Though he was detained in Chicago, he was brought back to Texas, as the investigation had begun when he played for the Dallas Cowboys.
He immediately pleaded not guilty to the charge of setting up a drug distribution network.
Sam claimed that he took the cocaine because he was intimidated. Though he had been at Morton's to buy drugs, he was worried that Carlos and Javier were cartel representatives. He only accepted such a large amount because he didn't want to cross them.
But as he awaited trial, the reality of the situation hit home. Sam was facing 10 years to life. Realizing he had little chance of being acquitted, he switched his plea to guilty.
Though he maintained publicly that he was never a cocaine user or dealer, Sam was sentenced to 15 years in prison.
As of 2020, he is still behind bars in Bastrop, Texas.
Thanks for listening to Sports Criminals March Madness. We'll be back tomorrow with next year's scandal.
You can catch our other episodes of Sports Criminals for free on Spotify or wherever you listen to podcasts.